Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for sticking with us through that quick break, everyone. RJ has handed off the baton after that Mercedes E450 wagon review. Now it's time for the destination spotlight that's going to have us checking in on the capital city of our 25th state, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Go further and pack smarter, as Travel Pro has the perfect companion for you, and whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage, one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
Mary and I are always on the move with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy uses the Max Light series. RJ actually enjoys the Bold line. Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. Don't travel with anything else, folks, than Travel Pro. As a show fan, you're going to get free shipping on all orders over $99 at travelpro.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is a director with the Little Rock CVB. Let's welcome Libby Doss-Lloyd.
Libby, thanks for jumping aboard America's number one travel radio show with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. Appreciate it. So, you know, I'm going to start here. You know, there are a few high-profile governors around the country who get a lot of media attention. You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders doesn't get that same level of national limelight. But from all the reports that we've received, she has certainly been well-received by the people of Arkansas since taking office back in January 2023. She's the first female governor of your state. The reason I'm asking the question is I'm curious how closely you and the team work with her office, and have you seen a healthy appreciation for travel and tourism from her administration?
Absolutely. We do have a really great working relationship with Governor Sanders and her team. One of her key focuses here in the state, both her and her husband, the first gentleman, are very, very involved in elevating Arkansas's outdoor recreation opportunities. And that bodes very well as we are known as the natural state. And so there is a very heavy appreciation of their passion for that sector of our state and our economy.
That's nice to hear. Libby, we last checked in on Little Rock during our November 9th, 2019 live broadcast, so it's been a while, but I do recall we discussed how much Riverfront Park has really helped revitalize the city. People will even find the Little Rock in the park, from which the city got its name by French explorers. And Little Rock truly has become a center for arts and culture as well over the years. So just talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So you are correct. Riverfront Park is in the heart of Little Rock's River Market District. I often refer to that as one of the anchors of the entertainment district, and lots of live entertainment, lots of dining opportunities, several museums in the area, and we have a beautiful outdoor amphitheater that sits right on the banks of the Arkansas River. And Riverfront Park is just a lovely, lovely area. You are correct. La Petite Roche, which is French for the Little Rock, is actually there when we were discovered in 1722. And there is also a sculpture garden that really brings public art out in the open for anyone who is interested in art, who is a lover of art. And there are more than 100 sculptures in that garden, which is absolutely beautiful.
It's something you definitely have to see. So I'm going to take it this direction. You know, it's not very often that I'd ever mention visiting an area to experience a bridge, but Big Dam Bridge, it's the longest pedestrian and bicycle bridge in North America. I think it stretches over 4,200 feet across the Arkansas River right there. It's a place you could easily spend a few hours enjoying some of the trails that connect to it as it all comes together. But, you know, you can take in the cityscape as well as the river. So talk about why this is such a good place to visit when in Little Rock.
Well, I think that the Big Dam Bridge, and it is spelled D-A-M, because
right, correct.
It is built over the Murray Lock-In Dam, and so that's where it got its name. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity for families, for individuals who are visiting. They can get outside, they can explore nature right there on the Arkansas River, and literally it's less than 10 minutes from the heart of downtown.
Well, visitors are not going to go hungry when they visit Little Rock. We know you have a lot of new restaurants that have opened, but I have to bring you back to something that I personally think is fabulous. You are the birthplace of cheese dip. You even have a cheese dip trail and host the World Cheese Dip Championships in the fall. So clearly, yes, Little Rock takes its cheese dip seriously.
Well, that is exactly right. It was invented in 1935, and we do have a World Cheese Dip Championship every year for professional chefs and for amateurs who just love cheese dip, all things cheese dip. And so we are pretty proud of that, and we have a very a hearty cheese dip scene here with our locally owned restaurants. It's been great.
And yes, it is.
I would come just for that.
And the competition is fierce. Exactly. Yeah. That's what brought you there, I think, initially.
Well, when we go back, we need to go to the championship.
Exactly. So, all right. So, Libby.
I can hook you up. You could be celebrity judges.
Excellent. You know what? Done.
Mary's all right. Done. Exactly. Done. Libby, all right. We've got about 40 seconds with you. So share with us, you know, something you find is consistently misunderstood about Little Rock that a visit there helps correct.
Well, I do think that it is undiscovered treasure, and I do think that being Arkansas's largest city, we are the capital city of about 200,000 people, but we've got the beauty of a robust urban area within minutes of a lot of outdoor recreation, including more than 1,200 miles of cycling trails. And I think that that is really something that is a pleasant surprise to people when they come here. And obviously, the people of Little Rock make our city.
Well,
we have attractions, we have restaurants, all the things.
It's a place that, again, fits well. It is absolutely worthy of people's travel dollars. And the website, folks, you want to go to plan your own visit, you can find out more information. LittleRock.com, LittleRock.com. Libby, thanks for joining us for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
You too.
All right, there we are, Little Rock, Arkansas. Mary's going to be a judge with the cheese dip competition.
That sounds fabulous. There you go. Let's go.
All right, as we rapidly are coming to the end of hour one, do you know what's happening in 22 states across the USA in August? Well, in about 7 minutes, you will, when we kick off hour two together. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.